Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. David is a man on the run, which is the name of my current series. Where can David take refuge with King Saul on his trail? In our last story, we found out how ruthless King Saul was. What will he do next? David had been seeking refuge among the enemies of Israel. First, King Gath. But that didn't work out very well. Then the king of Moab. Kind of a similar problem, so that didn't work out either. A prophet of God told him to go to Judah, where he settled in the forest of Hereth, kind of like Robin Hood. From there, he could make raids into the enemy territory. Word came to David that the Philistines were fighting against Keilah and plundered all of the wheat crop. David inquired of the Lord as to what he should do about it. God spoke to David and instructed him to rescue Keilah. David and his raiders struck the Philistine army and slaughtered them, just as the Lord predicted. Not only that, he gathered a great plunder of livestock from the Philistine army. In the process, Keilah was rescued. Now, King Saul heard about the battle and headed out to Keilah with his army, with the goal of besieging the city until they turned David over to him. Oh, David cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, will they turn me over to Saul, even though I rescued them from the hands of the Philistines?" His heart was saddened as the Lord made it clear it was time to flee into the wilderness. The men of Keilah would not stand up to King Saul's army, but turned David over to them. David departed with his 600 men to roam the wilderness hill country of Zeph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. David is finding it difficult to find a place to live. King Saul is pursuing him with a passion. Remember, David is to be the next king of Israel, not someone from King Saul's family. God has ripped the kingdom from his hand back in the first part of the book of 1 Samuel, though this has not stopped his rampage to take David's life. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.